This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, Dilemma, Danny's gone. Listen, we don't even know how to start. Danny's gone and John is fighting with Sister Vange over who does the intro.
Oh, you blew the surprise.
No, Danny's I'm Sister Danny. Like, that's it. Okay, so here we go.
She just took
ladies.
And ladies.
Gee, thanks.
Ladies and some gentlemen, women of all ages and all dimensions, and all our friendly friends, welcome today to the Trim Healthy Potty with Serene and Pearl. Woo-hoo! And their older, understate, older wild sister, me.
Oh, man. I don't know. She beat you, John.
Oh, no.
John, I had to do that because if Danny's away, like, he's my twin.
Oh, I know.
Actually, yes, you go, John.
Honestly, there was just two things, well done. Well done, Vange.
It wasn't even worth a fight.
Yeah. So, I wanted to say, first of all, how does one get on the Danny Valdez vacation plan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you need one, don't you?
Oh, my goodness.
It's not fair that he took one and you.
Is he still with us? Is he still screwing around somewhere
in
California?
He's in California,
huh?
But well
no.
needed. With
yeah,
him.
No,
you know
no, no.
him? Danny and his wife and four children, they have never taken a vacation. He talked about it. And hey, yeah, they're staying in aunt.
And he borrowed
so still
my
like
ergo
cheaper
for
vacation,
a four-year-old
yeah. in
so
California
he's
with
be
his aunt.
Carrying the babies oh. everywhere.
Yeah.
So, Danny, we love you. We miss you.
And we sure hope the Valdez family is safe.
We love our Dan, but boy, do we love our Lisa. And that's just great
that's
for
Mrs.
Lisa.
V. But I want to tell
hey,
something
Mrs.
about
v.
Vange real quick.
Oh, I can't say that.
Vange is our sister. But she's actually more Danny's sister.
Yes.
Well, I'm wild at heart. And hey, yeah. so today, you know, we brought Vange on here a few months back and we have never quite had a reaction to what she said. You guys were like, bring her back. And we'd say, Vange, the ladies want you back. And she's like, I'm not ready. I don't have it yet. And so Vange only comes when she's got something for you. Mm-hmm. She's very in your face. No, I mean, she's, you know, Serene and I are, 50% in your face, but Vange is 100%. Mm-hmm. So today, I mean, three sisters together. So it's, you know, we're going to try not to talk over one another, but we are going to sort of give Vange this time.
That's
because
not going to happen.
Okay, no, but Rini. We are going to give Vange this time. She's here for a purpose.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. But just because Vange is here, it's going to be
we are
going to
talk over one another. But
that's,
we'll try not
family
to.
Dynamics.
But she's got a message for you guys.
Do you realize how I'm just actually sitting back here?
Yeah, because I'm introing you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to actually give you the stage. Because when you do have something to say, Vange, it speaks. And I know that you've spoken into my life several times. And whatever you say, it's always going to be powerful. We've got to brace ourselves here, put our seatbelts on. Sometimes it's not what we even want to hear.
Exactly.
Oh, I love what I hear, Vange.
Hey, Vange, can I lift you up here a little bit?
Come on.
Just from the, because I get to see behind the scenes on a lot of this stuff. And Pearl was talking about how well received your last podcast was. And statistically, the most listened to podcast we've ever had was Serene's birth announcement. But a close second was the one that you did.
Wow.
And it was just by far
That's so interesting because what I have to say, sometimes a lot of people don't like, and we live in a day and age where no one is saying the things that need to be said because people don't want to hear them. But that's what I was born for.
Go for it, mate.
Well, I'm excited. I think everybody listening is excited.
So here's some earthquake bombs. And I want to start out with this thought that I have been musing over, and it is truth that has entered into my heart, and I want to give it to you guys. And it comes from when I was reading in good old Matthew, and it says, take my yoke, learn of me, and you will find rest for your souls. And I was thinking about that amazing word rest, and we hate that in this modern day and age. We hate that word rest, take a break, slow down, not so fast, because we live in this fast-paced society. And you think that's just men. No, you woman, it's you. It's you and your mothering. It's hurry, hurry, do, become. Faster, rush. Life is not a race. And you, THMers, it is not a race either. It is not mirror, mirror on the wall, who's lost the most poundage of them all.
Thank you.
I'm just beginning here. No, who stinking well cares? It is your life. And it is not even retreating, but it is coming aside to get ahead. It is slowing down to get full speed. Mm. We have to go slower.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second? Because it's yes. so huge. I'm just hearing you, Vanjie, and you're like, you know, we don't like the word rest. I see your point. We are rushing to the spa. We are rushing to the nail and pedicure. So we actually want the word rest, but we're rushing to get it, and we will never get the rest when we're rushing.
Well,
keep going.
You just wait, just and that's that good. Rest. Yes, that's good, and it's coming. Mm. It's coming.
I think that's huge. What you said, though, everyone's rushing. Also, when you bring it down to THM, but this is so huger than that.
Yeah.
But to lose the weight, right? And Sri and I have always said, hey, it's not a race, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't matter. People are still wanting. And if it doesn't go, they're like, well, this doesn't work. Okay, well, next.
Right. Well, the deal is this. We're actually rushing to try and get rest. And it doesn't work. It does not work. We travel fast. We eat fast. We exercise fast. We do life in a hurry, church in a hurry, mothering in a hurry. Bam. We even love in a hurry. Oh, who's the next partner? Bam.
Ouch.
Ouch. Stop it. If you want a long, joyful, and let me tell you, intelligent life, we're having it out today. Girlfriend.
And it's not even like, and it's so true, love in a hurry, bam, who's the next partner? That's so huge. But it could be love in a hurry will have ticked that box. Well, now I can go and do something else. It's just like I've given my husband his hug.
Well,
next to my iPhone.
And we're going to go into each of these points, Reenie Beanie. So we need to slow down.
How does that work, though? I want to ask you that. And maybe you've got practical tips.
I do have practical tips.
Because life is jolly well crazy. So many of our mothers are working. Yes. Even if they're not working, they're homeschooling. Right. They're blah, blah, blah. Our lives are too busy.
Mm-hmm.
I do know, Vange, though, that you do live this slow down life. Even though you're busy, you are, but you live in the present.
But it's interesting because people say, Vange, you're a squirrel and you have the most energy. And I do. I do. I am like this energetic, joyful person, but I think it comes from a base of I take each thing at a slowed down overall picture and I realize what is important today rather than let life rush me.
So slow down for you does not mean demure.
Well, slow down waiting. We wait in this culture and we hate it. And waiting is not, it is not undiligent. It is not passive.
Mm.
In the Hebrew culture, I lived over in Israel, they have a different version of wait back in the old times, back in the ancient days. There's another scripture that I want to pull out for you guys who actually read the Bible. And can I just say something? Because most people don't like that. I'm going to say it now. Listen. This is part of, I'll say the scripture first. It says, stop on the byway and stand and ask for the ancient paths so that you may walk in them and find life. And we've got all these like rah-rah people clanging for our attention today. We've got the TED Talks, the Tolls, the Eckerts. We've got the Popes, the Peels, the Proctors. And we have one voice. And it's the non-rah-rah voice. And he is the biggest joy person that was ever written about. And it was Jesus. And it wasn't, you know, the Gospels wasn't written for just us Christians. Every secular person needs to go and read about this joyful person who told you how to live. It's not just for us, Pearl and Serene. It's for all those who don't even aren't believers out there. I adjure you, go and get a Bible that you can understand, a relevant one. Look, God's relevant. Get one like the Passion, TBT, whatever it is that you can understand. Read those Gospels and read the Psalms and Proverbs because he is the Ancient of Days. The Ancient Ways is made up of this God who is called the Ancient of Days, who has paths for us that teach us how to slow down yet live without the rush, because we have voices telling us all the time, do this, do that, be this as a mother, do this. And we have to set back, take a bystand, just as Moses was at the burning bush. He said, step aside, Moses, And Moses was able to get ahead. Moses had all these thoughts in his brain. How am I going to do it? How am I going to set the people free? And you had to step aside. And you guys have to step aside. And that's where I want to come to my first one. As we travel fast and exercise fast, can we just sometimes stop it? And I'm a workout person, but can we just walk instead of run? And I want to talk a little bit about walking.
Okay, so first point,
yeah,
walk.
Yes, yes. And these
what,
are some,
and you are a, all your life you've walked, okay? Yeah. It's intrinsic in you.
Well, it's
I think like we forget about it with like you say with all the rah rah on the net and everything yeah. and the latest workout and what just walk.
Yes, Pearl, it's the most underrated exercise, and the science that's coming out now is just like the ancient ways, and even more than walking. Even if you can find to walk in nature, if you can't, so be it. But it is one of the most best forms of exercise there is. And I want to speak to you THMers too. If you've got knee pain, ankle pain, back pain, if you're overweight, if you've got injuries or you're depressed, and this is a huge one right now with all these people committing suicide, I want you to listen to me today because I'm going to give you the soul talk that's going to turn a lot of your thoughts that are gearing towards massive breakdowns, because there are big things in people's lives, but a lot of it stems from a lot of little narrow pathways coming together. And this is one pathway of depressed thoughts. And so walking is huge for all these things. It's lower impact. And listen to this. Can I just please tell you, I'm an exercise person, but still today, when are you going to come and do a workout? I always get the jingle jumpies. I'm like, oh, I got to get ready. I got to put my shoes on. You know, when it's walking, all you have to do is just walk out the door. There's no goosebumps. Oh, I got to get ready to actually go and do a workout.
And
there's
guess what? Walking is slowing down because it's not like I can tick that box in 20 minutes.
Yes.
Sometimes walking takes the good half hour.
You know, it takes does. A good 45. Well, that's what I want to talk about too, because we
slow down.
But what if someone like, okay, how do we include just walking when?
Well, she's not saying, her point, I don't believe, is just walking. Her point is don't
I never
don't
said just to walking. Okay. I just said walking.
Set me straight.
Yeah, because we gravitate.
You go into Vange's house any day, she's doing pull-ups on her doorway.
Yeah, that's because I'm like an energetic person, but I think it stems from that I've put in the slowing down prerequisites so that I have energy. I've not got this mindset that is pushing me. Whenever somebody tries to push me, you girls, you'll find out.
You push
when
back.
You meet me, anyone who's met me, like all those, you know, you have those people on the Facebooks, and I love all those people.
Admins,
they all met me and they'll all say I'm a renegade. Yeah, you try push me, I'm a renegade. Yeah. I'm going to push you out. Like all the church people tried to tell me to do nursery. I'm like, on your life. I've got my own 10
children.
What she
means by that is the creche. No, what do you call it in America? Children's church? We all have to take your turn.
Okay, but you know, like rules. But here's the thing. I agree. Walking, man, when I just get out there and we live on the hilltop, right?
I'm going to give you the statistics of what it does.
When I'm out there and, and I'm having a stressful day and I'm just walking under those trees, Serene, towards your house, it all falls away.
Yeah, no, and I'm telling you, and we have to rush because we got to go to the gym or we got to go and get our bands. And like, children, you stay in the next room. Don't you interrupt me, because if you interrupt me while I'm doing this set, I'm going to scream. And it's what do you call it?
Cortisol.
And we're doing these workouts to get fitter, but we're stressing our lives and we're getting ill health. And it drains depression out of all the exercises in the world. They say walking is the one that will drain depression off you. It relieves your fatigue, improves mood and circulation, posture. And now when it comes to weight, they've done studies that actually if you spend the same energy as walking as a slow jog, you will lose more by walking.
Yeah, I read that. And you know what? I read a study last week.
Yes.
That, interesting enough, matcha and walking together
is
a potent combination for weight loss.
Carry your drink. Yes.
Oh, really?
Well, you can have one before.
Hey, what do you think about this with walking?
For longevity.
Yeah,
I would say longevity now out of any other exercise, they say walking 30 minutes, if you can do that twice a day, so be it. Okay. You will take years off your life.
But isn't
life.
It the ancient way, though? It is.
Well, I want to say, is. I was just These reading about the disciples that were walking on the road to Emmaus.
Well, and, they just walked
and
everywhere.
Jesus, like, came and started talking, but they weren't aware that it was him. But in the Bible I was reading, I could press on a little something on my iPad, and it could explain how many miles it was in modern language. Okay. It was like 35, and it was just a normal walk from one city to the next.
Can,
like,
I ask you, Vanjie?
Well, I just want to say, Pearl, too, if you dread the jog, the gym,
I hate jogging,
and the jolly fitness journey, just get out there and go for a walk.
Brilliant. What do you think about this, though? And I've read this over and over, and I know that Serene agrees with this. We live in the hilltop, so when we walk, it's natural for us to be going, not steady state. We're going up hills.
I'm
going to
bring
down.
That in.
If you're walking steady state, it's not as good, right? We want to, if you've only got a flat pass, just go some slower walking than some faster walking.
I just
want
to bring attention to that, Pearl. That's a really, really good point. But what do we want? If we want weight loss, you need to be able to walk with some hills. And they said that hill walking is better than actually going out for a run.
You right, but what if you don't have hills?
If
I'm
you
saying.
Don't have hills, then you walk with a baby. So if you have...
Tick, tick, tick.
Yes, tick, ticks. Or you walk with some weights. Or you walk faster. Now,
yeah, faster than slower.
That forced, yes, and it is, that's how you lose weight, ladies. It is the heart rate going slow to fast, slow to fast. It's not steady state. Now, coming back to steady state... There is absolutely great reasons why sometimes you just want to go on a steady state walk.
Yeah, my prayer walls are steady state.
Yeah, steady state. And they will take 40% off your risk of death because your pathways are opened up for your mind, for your mental capacity, 60% on steady state. Walking up opens up the free flow of ideas.
It totally does.
Totally does.
And best this ideas is
where,
walking.
And this is not, so we're just not about trim. We're about healthy. And especially in this state, because it takes away your anxiety. Researchers have now found just a 10-minute walk is better than 45 minutes of a big workout for relieving anxiety.
Yeah, I agree.
12 minutes increases your self-confidence and vigor.
Can
and I've just got a
thing?
Few more points
when you said
the next
when you
point.
Said how the steady state opens up your pathways of the brain, so true, and your creativity. Because when I'm in that steady state, when I'm in the flats of my walk, I get all these ideas and all. And,
yes.
and if it's a prayer work, I get all these. Mm-hmm. My prayer becomes very wordy, like I'm actually having that conversation. But when I get to a hill, all I can say is Jesus.
Jesus.
There's nothing else but the name because it's all I can think of.
And
There's
do have big hills. We have what that. What do you think our hill is? About a quarter of a mile?
It's huge.
Yeah, quarter of a mile, and it's up. Not just, it's just up,
because I always like to get practical, Vange. What about in winter? Now, we have our Workins videos, which is great for healing the whole thing.
And also, sometimes it's raining, people.
I know, and we always said, don't forget about walking.
And can I tell you one thing, though?
Bring it up. You know, and I walked in Minnesota with snow and a baby, pregnant and pushing a baby, but there's nothing wrong with doing a workout. I'm just trying to bring those who think I can't walk out and you're too tired and you've fed the baby through the night. There is simplicity. He says he gently leads those that are with young, but that's not the whole of it. He gently leads all of us.
Exactly.
And isn't that
and if you've got three toddlers all different ages and you can't fit them all in the pushchair or the pram or whatever you call it, and if you bring along the three-year-old whose bike chain is going to fall off every 3 seconds, that's cortisol. So stay inside and do a work-ins.
Exactly.
But what she's saying is don't forget about walking because maybe that's the best approach for your life in a certain season. And always is the foundation.
And always never forget about
it. And never forget about it because specifically it reduces our as you're walking, it actually takes away our negative experiences that we ruminate in our head.
It does, Vange.
Which spiral into depression. You take a walk, those ruminations that we all and women do them.
Oh.
And that walking will take them out.
When you said ruminations in your head, I don't know if that's a word you made up or not, but it's so great because when I look at my cows and they ruminate on their cud and they're chewing that, looks like chewing tobacco, right? That's what we do in our thoughts when we ruminate in that bad way. Yes. We're just chewing over the old stuff.
I'm telling you, when I
stinky
get churned up, right, about things that I feel wronged, maybe I feel like wronged by my husband or just like things in Trim Healthy Mama just not going perfectly, you know, hassles and... Why? How come that can't be easy, right? I get all it's just flesh. I get all sorry for myself and
I'll
take
problem.
A walk, walk out in the nature and God just downloads on me. Pearl, lay it all on me, Pearl. Why are you doing this? Why is that churning in your body? Just lay it on me and I see his nature and I'm like, God, you're good. Why am I doing this?
He's so could be having an argument with somebody in your family, right? Husband or whatever. Then you take a walk and all of a sudden you start seeing it from their perspective.
Oh, yes, you do.
Well, you come back with a sorry most usually.
And maybe I'll skip a couple here and I'll go straight to that one. And we love in a hurry. And
okay, so you're on to your next point?
Well, it's actually my last point, but I'm going to turn it to my second point right now.
Okay, number two.
As the spirit moves, Vange.
Yeah, come on, as the spirit flows, baby. So I hope you're really getting this, you woman, because, I mean, you're all about doing and trying to be the best. And there's nothing wrong with looking the best, but it is literally got to stop all this rush and trying to be somebody. And you know what? I want to say here too, because I'm just going to have some rabbit trails. Stop trying to find yourself.
Amen.
This is huge. And I had this thought this morning.
What?
Because we will never find ourselves. As soon as you've found yourself, you've lost yourself. Because why? It's the most intelligent conversation anybody's ever said, and I'm saying it now, we change.
Yes, we do.
So we change. We're a mother, then we're not a mother, then we're a grandmother, we're a single person. Once you've found yourself and you've put your name on that, the next second something's happened and you're a changed woman. It's a new season. Stop trying to find yourself. Tomorrow you'll most probably change and something new will happen. You'll move house or you might adopt a new child. You're a new mother to that child. You're always new. So this is what happens. We only really find ourselves in who God says we are.
So true.
Because otherwise we'll be forever trying to find ourselves within our own mind, and that always end up in depressing thoughts.
And embalming a season. What you said is we're constantly changing. So give it up trying to find ourselves, because you might think, oh, okay, those teen years were the best, so let me embalm 18. You're going to be moving
about
on,
being
right?
The queen or being the princess or being
absolutely.
This.
But we're so changing, and you know, and we always say, hey, embrace your queen weight. You're going to wear it with grace and class. You don't try and be skinny. Your college years or whenever you know you fit into that size 6 jeans, and you don't now, and you're in your 50s, and but you know. And some people, and I got a comment on the Facebook group saying, but Pearl, you and Serene, you're at that perfect goal weight. You guys are at your princess weights. But I want to say this. I'm very petite and lanky. Okay. Yes. We have different genetics, but I'm different to how I was in my 20s. I've had 5 children. It doesn't matter if you've reached goal weight or you haven't, or you're always going to have these thoughts, right? Like Vange says.
Yeah,
mirror, they're going to come to you. Mm-hmm. I look sometimes, you know, at my body in the mirror, and I get the most depressing thoughts from the devil. And then he says, you've always had the worst thighs, those dimply thighs. Look at your varicose veins. Yeah. Look at this. And you know what? And the other day they were coming to me, and I'm like, but I preach this stuff, and here they were coming to me. And I said, you know what? No. I have long, great legs. I have rounded hips that carried these 5 babies.
Yeah.
And I just went and I just pushed it all back with the things God gave me.
That's amazing, Pearl, because I've been doing that. And that's what I want all people to take away from today. If you take away one thing, I want this mantra. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who stinking well cares?
And can I say something to that awesome point? Vange, that's an awesome point. Let me tell you, people saying we're within or blah, 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 blah. And we have changed, though, compared to where we are as little princesses, 18-year-old, because we've had babies and all kinds of things. And it doesn't make your body worse, but it makes it different and it makes it into a different season. Yes. But when you chew that cookie of believing that you should always be a certain way or somebody else was blessed with such and such and look, they whatever – when you chew that or take that seed into your mouth, it is something that the discontentment grows and grows, because you can find the most beautiful Hollywood actress who is so never content. She has to go back for plastic surgery and back for more and back
it's
for more. And
enough.
Those same lies from the devil are beating her up every night.
Yeah.
And to the person in, like, you know, Podunk, Iowa or whatever, who hasn't got, you know, maybe that Hollywood trainer and all that stuff, those same lies The devil is telling that lady in Iowa, he's telling that gorgeous actress in Hollywood and leaving her to commit suicide because she doesn't feel good enough. That's so you don't chew that cookie.
So we don't chew the cookie.
We don't go to that mirror. We do not.
And it doesn't mean then, oh, who cares? Let's just go eat fast food. It means let's honor this amazing
body.
And
that's what
he's
saying. The waiting, the stepping aside is so not passive, Pearl.
Yeah.
It's so not. It's about enduring the enduring race of life. And we don't know in this modern culture how to endure the enduring race of life. Let's go to love. What about enduring love? When you want to freak out and gouge your partner's eyes out because they said something to you that was wrong. I mean, no. This is an enduring love. And we're just, no one's talking about, oh, you poor darling, maybe you should leave him. Well, how about trying being kind to each other? How about saying sorry to each other? You know, it's just an
Or even if the sorry is just from you.
Yeah. And the quick love. And it's just like, oh, you know, I hugged them. Oh, I love you. No, it's just these. That's good. That is good. But there's an enduring love of really looking into their eyes of your husband or your wife and saying, I love you. And it does something to you because you're seeing them. It's stopping. It's stepping back and saying, wow, that's the man I married. I really, really do love you. Rather than, love you, see you, darling, bye. You know, it's a step back.
So it's taking time to realize the words you're saying. So it's not robotic words.
We are so robotic in our love. And I was talking to Pearl and Serene, but I'm going to tell you girls, this is my huge thing and I still can't get over it. The last things that Jesus was saying after he went to the cross, he actually took his disciples and they had this special meeting and he had five chapters of all these little things that he was telling them. And just over and over again, he said, because now that you know me, and my love lives in you. I want you to love deeply. And those words deeply have penetrated my day for the last 2 weeks. Love deeply, Venge. Love deeply. And then he goes on and says something else. And then he comes back to it. Oh, but love deeply. And it's interesting because every time in the Bible that God says, and many times he says, come aside, it was actually for things to be set ahead, like Moses and all these, so the disciples, I mean, the whole world was about to change. The people of Israel are about to be freed from slavery. He said, come aside. And he says, look at my people on how they hurt. And if you're coming aside to get your life is not involving love for the ones who are involved around you, then the voices that are in your head aren't for the better good. For the enduring race, because they always must involve love.
So you're saying come aside, come into rest for others, not come into rest for
yourself. When you find that deep love for those set before you, you will find this rest also for your soul. And he said that before he went to the cross, he prayed this prayer, and I was just reading it this morning. He said, when this world will be filled with hardships, I mean, hello, you know, and you might think that you're the only one with hardships. You just never know who the person is next to you and what they've been through. Is that you will only find peace in me, joy in me, and love in me. So we have, that's why I'm saying to you today, I mean, you guys have most probably not said it, but I'm the one, I'm the big sister. I'm going to man you guys up. I'm going to tell you what for. Go and find the Gospels in a translation that actually you can read and understand and read about this joyful man. Read about how he loved so much because that's what we want in this culture. And he drew aside all the time and he drew his main people aside.
Yeah, can I just say something? It's so interesting because, okay, he started his ministry at 30, right? And ended in 33. Three short years.
Yeah.
Okay. And he had a lot to do in those three short years.
But it
impact the society in that era of culture that was going to impact us for eternity, right? And he had time to pull aside.
Yeah, he had time and he always said pull aside. But I want to say this about loving deeply. You know, I was just reading about that woman, Mary, and they had this big feast. Because somebody had risen, her brother had risen from the dead. So it was just, she was so thankful. and they put on this, yeah, Lazarus. And so she actually spent her life savings. It was a pound of spikenard. And she poured it on Jesus' feet, and everyone thought, what a waste.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, ladies, you might think you're wasting your life mothering. You might think you're wasting your life because it's not fast enough, or you haven't lost enough pounds fast enough, and all this stuff. Stop it, because we're supposed to pour out and take the time to just, we have to take the time for everything. Let it come. Pour out your love too. And that was only 1 pound, and we are, it is sort of a symbol of us pouring our lives out of love for those who God has put before us, our husbands and our wives and our children. Well, it's just not a pound of spikenard. You're not just 1 pound. Some of you ladies are 280 pounds. You know, maybe we're 140 or 130 pounds. That's 120 times more spikenard than what Mary did. We have to pour it out. And I'm challenged every day. I want to pour that 139 or 140, whatever I am right now, of spikenard, which was the richest oil that filled the room with perfume. And they used to anoint king's feet with it. And we need to anoint our children and our husbands with pouring out our love, our enduring love, not a quick little sappy love, not, okay, I love you, Johnny, go out and play. We've got to pour it out and celebrate who they are. Celebrate your husband as the reigning king in your life. Celebrate your children as the princes and princes that they are. I mean, I'm not when they're naughty, but I'm talking like, you know, this is the love that we get to give. It's the ancient way. It's the ancient pathways. But we live in this fast culture.
You know, a fast culture. And then you said she spent the evening at Jesus' feet, washing his feet. Washing his feet, even with her hair, with this oil, right? And then you were saying, you know, and part of it with our THM journey is like, okay, well, this is not fast enough. I don't have enough to pour. I'm not going to pour out anymore.
Yeah.
But you see, this pouring out is, like you said, pulling back. It's time to give your all in that loving way. In the not, okay, next, 10 steps to do this.
Yeah.
It's just being. And giving yourself that time.
And I have an analogy just to throw in really quickly, because it's just right here at this point. And it's so huge. And I think pregnancy and birth can be an analogy for so many things, because it's such an example, a mirroring of when things are birthed into our life, when we're pregnant with an idea or with something that God wants to birth inside of us. And then we give birth to that. But you can't rush through a pregnancy. Mm-mm. You cannot rush through a pregnancy.
It's actually not possible. No matter when,
even if you want to. No matter you want to just do a sulk fit on your bed and say, I'm done, I'm tired, I ache all over. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not your time yet. But also with birth, you don't push immediately. You don't put your speed into it and all your oomph and say, let me get this thing out fast. Sorry, you have to get to 10.
Oh, Serene.
You have to take the time and the contractions.
So good,
have to, and you have to have even that rest between the contractions.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Serene.
Thank you.
Usually my analogies don't turn out chumps. Yeah, sometimes
that's a good analogy.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is a huge one.
Is this what a new point?
Saying, no, it's not a new point. It's back to what you're saying of the pouring out of love, Pearl. You know what?
What?
So many of us women, you know, I'm too bloated and I look too fat to go and make love to my husband.
Oh, I know, right?
Like, hello?
But that comes to the skinny ones too. That lie, because you don't eat that cookie because he's going to give it to everyone.
I'm just like saying stuff that, you know, these women go through.
And pour it out.
Pour it out. Pour it out. Okay. I don't know how many points, but we'll get to some.
We've got definitely one or two more. Depends how long they take.
Yeah. Okay, just one. Hey,
but you know, Vanessa doesn't always come here. She can extend the rules, right?
Well, we're just, you know, 6 months down the line.
We do have a superfood spotlight in your honor today, though, too.
Superfood spotlight, too. I want to tell them about my drink. Okay, we'll do this one next. Okay, this is it.
What?
This is like, okay, fast eating versus slow eating, packaging versus preparing. Okay, so I know my amazing mum was on here speaking about food. Like, okay, incredible. But we have to learn to embrace the angst. We get hungry and we want it now. Ooh. And we want it now. And like, okay, I'll make that for lunch and I'll do a salad for lunch. So for right now, I'm just going to do this. Embrace the angst. Embrace.
I don't know what you mean by angst.
No, what she's meaning is maybe you need to have a salad, but you're saying I'll put it off to the next meal because I'm hungry.
Yeah,
now.
I'm just going to grab.
So I'm just going to grab whatever.
I just want to do the
quick
now.
And I'll do my good thing later.
And I'll do my good thing now. But there's something about holding out, actually putting that milk. You know what? I make this ginger drink, and I just want that drink right now. But I just embraced that. I embrace that angst. I grate the ginger. I grate it, and then I actually go and get a sieve, and I get that ginger and that water, and I stir that around and like sieve all that ginger juice out. Then I put it back in the blender, and then I add, and I take.
But don't tell us the whole recipe yet.
No,
but what you're saying is,
what I'm saying is adding this and adding that, the art of preparing and waiting.
Oh, that's a biggie.
It's a huge
thing. And that is not celebrated in our culture.
It's not.
But the angst gives you anticipation. But it's those the two angst words.
Well, and this is what it is. We make you don't like better. To wait, and we never get to enjoy the end of the angst, the end of the wait, the anticipation.
Teenagers, listen, the angst of purity.
You
there
girls.
Is something to the wait that makes it so much more
your
special.
Your analogies are on today.
You are on, but because we're sinking. It's because Danny's not here. Sorry, Dan, I love you.
I want to say, I want to recap what you're saying here, Vange, because it's so big. THM, Dream Healthy Mama, is not about starving because we get to eat lots and lots of food. But you know what? So many of us, me included, I needed this today, are scared of even the feeling of hunger.
Yes,
yeah. When it's time for, I should eat right now.
No,
I do not have time to prepare that meal. Why should I even have to prepare that meal? This life is so quick. Things should be so quick for me.
Yeah.
Why must I go prepare? Why must I add that and do that when there should be a quicker way? But you're saying there's an ancient way.
Yes, there is. There is an ancient way. And they did do that. And you know what? Actually, if you, what does mum like to call it? Masticating.
No, I hate that word, but it sounds so odd.
It sounds like menses.
Yeah.
Sorry. But, you know, if we literally chew our food longer, it leads to a longer life. If we swirl our drinks in our mouth, instead of swallowing them, bonk, 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 and just say, you know what, let's see what. And we have to really think about doing this. They didn't used to. They would have one cup of juice and they would take their time. Okay, so maybe you say you don't have time. People make time for what they really, really want.
I just got
really
an interruption for a special guest here. We have John's beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful wife here, Dawn.
I was wondering if we were
going to see. She's amazing. And I want to say this about her. She has learnt the art of preparing and slowing down to get to sleep.
Yeah.
We say, I want to go to bed now. It's not happening. Pop a pill. Because I want to go from working on my iPad and figuring out problems to, boom, I need to go to bed. But maybe there's preparation. Maybe
there's
some slowing down time. Maybe there's a little little system that you do that just got to get you in the mood for sleep. And Dawn, she's like the pro at that. I've heard. Yeah, pre-sleep.
It's called
pre-sleep, before sleep.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know all these things. Oh, yes, John.
You would not believe the ritual that takes place in order for Dawn to go to sleep. I mean, there is a structure of pillows and a positioning of blankets, and it's really a sight to behold.
Yeah,
when she is done, she's like a one of the pyramids of Giza. it's like a pyramid
great.
Of comfort.
That's fantastic.
That's so awesome.
But a lot of problems today is insomnia, and then there's different reasons for that. But maybe for some people, it could be the fact that they just want bam.
It's all demand. I expect this now. I have
demand.
To say something. You know, I find myself though it's. I feel a lot of pressure, Serene, for us as Trim Healthy Mama, as the face of it, to conform to the rush. I feel a bunch of pressure because we're on social media to say, this is the quickest thing because everything's vying, right?
That's why I came here
today. And I want
today.
People to get this.
I
feel like, so then I'll say, Serene, if we're going to put a video online, it needs to be quicker. People don't have time. So we talk, right? So we got it down to 6 minutes about. That's good for us, right?
Yeah.
But I still hear so many women, like I got one comment today on the latest video we put up, which was boosted frozen lemonade, right?
Yes.
We just talked about the importance of the ingredients. One lady said, I certainly don't have time. I wish they would just tell me the ingredients, show it, and shut up or something.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, you don't have to love us. But, you know, if someone's trying to give you something that's going to help you,
right?
I think it's so instant. Mm-hmm. Anything that's not instant
is to be shunned. That's the culture. You see, that is the culture.
And then maybe it's change you need. And it, like we've talked about weight loss, but maybe it's change you need in your marriage, in your relationships. Maybe it's change you need in your actual health, not weight.
Come on.
Hey,
come on,
Anna. Take the time. You know, know that there is going to be, like, it's not instant. Nothing's instant that's worth
anything.
It is
not an instant world, but yet we're made to believe it is. Mm-hmm. It is not in our world, and yet everything in this world is telling our children it is. Everything's telling us it is, and all the women and the mothering. And even in our mothering, I want to say this. It's like, okay, quick, as we can put on the table and give them a meal as fast. All the books are like tips on how to do the fastest meal for your children, how to clean up the fastest. What about just enjoying cleaning up?
Shout out to our mother. Yes. She would say, Pearlie, it's your turn tonight. Or Vanjie, it's your turn. Or Serene, your turn. We'd have to go pick flowers from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We'd have to get the candles out.
Off of the table.
And she'd want us to, set the table so that, and it was all going to be messed up.
But
maybe,
maybe this is for me today. I am so about what's quick because.
Yes, but I want to bring this in.
I don't know, but I love quick too.
I came to tell you girls this. And quick, there is a place for quick, but we've lost the art of slow.
But can I tell you something?
We've lost the art. So that is it. It's not, I love the wind flying through my hair. I mean, there's a place for fast, but we've lost the art of slowing down. We've lost the art of coming aside. We've lost the art of just slowing down to actually, Pearl, to get ahead. Now, you might be thinking that, okay, it's all right for you. Let me tell you. I don't just have 10 children. I have a house full of people all the time. I have Pearl and Serene are busy. We're busy women, but I have learned, and I'm not perfect at it, but to say no. Mm. I've learned to say, do I say no?
She does. She said no a lot just getting her back here.
Yes. But I want to say shout out to Vange. The reason why I can take it from you to slow down is because you're the fastest person I know. Yes. Because you don't go around just slowing down for the sake of just like being an absolute lazy bum or just being a boring
bozo. If you get lazy,
she knows how to be quick so that she can slow down.
Exactly.
And you keep saying slow down to get ahead. You see, this is huge. Unless we have this in our minds for our Trim Healthy Mama journey and your goals
it's wrong.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You're actually never going to get ahead and make them unless you allow the slow time getting there.
And actually, you'll always fall off it because it'll always be, I'm not at that right weight at that right time.
So we slow down in our weight loss and health journey to get ahead in it. We slow down in our relationships so we can get ahead in those relationships so that they can grow. And we slow down in our exercise so we don't get cortisol. Now, I'm not talking about slow down like you can't do something anaerobic, but I mean, tick the box, rush to the gym.
You don't even have any joy in it. Oh, I've read the Bible. Tick the box. Oh, I've gone to church. Tick the Bible.
Tick the box.
No, I'm just not saying that that's wrong, but what about relationship? Yeah. Well, who ever heard of just waiting?
Oh, that's another thing I've been caught up in, Vange.
Yeah.
Okay, read a chapter of the Bible today. Okay. Yeah. But you know what? You know what I realize when I get more out of it? Mm. I look at one scripture and then I think, I've got to get more read. And then God tells – I hate when people say God tells me, but I feel this in my spirit.
Oh, come on.
Just mull over it. Yes. Walk away, Pearl. Yes. That scripture's in your heart. Now it's all you need. Mull over it. Chew on it.
Yes. Oh, look, no.
Sometimes
I am the biggest
evangelist. Sometimes one phrase, like love deeply.
This is me. I'm the preacher of the one verse. I'm actually a preacher even of the one phrase. This is just some of you are busy and you think, well, how do I have time to even read a chapter? If you went up to my room, I call it the word room, and I love, because I think everyone needs to see Jesus, and whether you're a believer or not. I mean, I'm really serious here. I don't care whether you believe or not, what religion or what culture you come from. I really think just culturally as historically, this man was the greatest man that ever lived out of all those icons or whatever you call them. He was the most joyful. He was the one who was the biggest heart of love. And people realize that. Go read about him. Where are you going to find out about him? read them in the Gospels. It's his word. So, yeah, but what was I going to say about
you were going to say, oh, room. You know, sometimes, oh, yes, well, let's so take my half an hour.
Word, I just have Bibles everywhere. And it's not to be a big Bible person. All I want is those one little phrases, those one little words. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that captivates me and changes me. Then I might do the chapter. I might. I just talk to the Lord. Oh, Lord, you just are so good. What do you got for me? And one person, when I was a young girl, they said to me, Vange, once you've read a little thing and it's spoken to you, wait. And it stayed with me my whole life. She said, wait 5 minutes, wait 10. See what else he says to you. Without reading thing anymore. Without reading thing anymore, just wait on it.
And can I say
something? That's where we get that beautiful word, Serena, and you'll love it. Selah.
Yes, Selah, rest, pause. It's that musical term that means, hey, ponder that for a while. But can I just bring this about to eating too? And that's what I find helps me with my journey in just maintaining my weight is – let's see if I've had enough. Let me wait 10 minutes. Yeah. 5, maybe 10. Because sometimes if I finish my meal, oh, that bite was so good. That texture in my mouth, quick, second pile, now, second helping, third helping. But after my meal, I've had a good amount. I'll wait 5 or 10. Do I really need more? No, that, I can rest with that. I can sit with that. Yeah. And yeah, go, Vange.
Yeah. Well, what was it? I was so into what you were saying. Even digestion.
Yes.
Digestion needs time to slow down. How much time do we have?
Well, we sort of need to get to Superfood Spotlight, but how many more points do you have? Is there another one that you want to get in real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, do it one more.
Do we have to do Superfood Spotlight, maybe?
I have four more points, and I can do those another time.
Why don't
time.
We do a take of a part two potty with you?
I have so much to say about hurrying mothering. Yes. And hurrying your motherhood. I mean, that could be a one podcast or joint effort with Mun sometime, which would be just like earthquake shattering.
No, I feel like one at a time, you guys are
because,
solo
you know,
cooks.
There is just huge amounts to say. Yeah. Like that. Like as I was saying before, never before in a time in history can we take mother onto our name just because we have birthed a child. Mm. There's so much more.
That's so huge,
to mothering.
Isn't it?
Nurturing.
You get to have that title. Mm. Like people have to study for years to get the doctor put in front of their name.
Oh.
Isn't that huge?
We can actually
need the time
without
to put the mother name.
We can take that title with actually out even mothering.
Yeah, I know.
For the first time in history. And to nurture and mother is taking a step aside and slowing down.
Oh, yeah.
Nurturing is all about slowing down. Oh. It's like and I was thinking about this morning, Pearl. You know, all these epitaphs on people's graves. Oh, this person, they were the chief engineer of whatever, or they were this, they were that. You know who I would like to raise out of the dead and just shake their hands and just like somebody whose epitaph was, this person loved so deeply everyone that came before them.
Mm.
I that's the type of person I want to tuck me in bed at night, I want to meet that person.
Pearl too, we've met those kind of women, right? We've gone away, like retreats or whatever, and we'll meet some lady. She'll be even younger than us.
Oh, oftentimes.
And she'll be so sweet and serving to us. We'll be like, oh, she's our mummy.
Yes. We had one. We just went away, us girls, to this place, and she was younger than us, and she was really hip. Like, I think she had dreads and a guitar and this cool sort of like vibey, what would you call somebody out of like Asheville or Colorado mountain rock climbing shop.
Yeah.
But she had such a nurturing, loving heart that
a slowdown.
We
heart.
Just asked her because
she came into our cabin to look for maybe her guitar tuner or something because we'd used it.
This is such a rabbit trail.
No, but I want to say something.
No,
but she took the time on us.
It is
she was
really.
Meant to come in and get the guitar tuner, but she's like, hey, I see that we were kind of in our bed. She's like, hey, can I get you another blanket? Or can I get you a drink before I leave? She was serving us.
Oh,
for
yes.
For no reason other blue. It was
and
slow
I was
down.
Like, well, if you don't mind, but if you're doing that, would you? And she was like, oh, no, I'll do this as well.
And if you turn that light off in the bathroom, the door just a crack, please.
Yes, she went away and we're like, she could be our mother.
And yes.
And you know, it's nurturing. And but there's so much more to say on that. Let's do Superfood Spotlight.
Yeah, let's.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood Spotlight.
In honor of you today, you know what I wanted to bring the Superfood Spotlight of? Because all my life, you made these humble things seem so amazing. The apple.
Yes.
You have raved. You'd say, Pearl, yes. You've got to have this apple. And you'd tell me about the Christmas. And I've always, when I picture you biting into an apple. So today, yes. We want to talk about the humble apple, which Ooh. Is like walking Vange. We forget about it.
Come yes. on.
And I was just reading today. I was looking up a little bit just so yes. I could just refresh myself about apples. And in one of the first lines of the article I read was, people forget. The simple things are sometimes the most healthy of all.
Do you know that that's perfect for today?
Yes.
And that even goes with my line of food because we rush so much, we don't stop to realize the nuances, the depths, the highs, the lows of our food we're eating. Mm. And in doing so, I think we do away with some of the vitamins and the nutrients because it's just scarfed down.
And do you know what? Apples, they're so there and we
it's
so think, which is like, I forget about them. And then when I remember them again, put them in on my life, I'm like, what a fool you were, Pearl. You fool. You
four bags every week. Apples every week in our family.
Trying to go.
And they are guarded too. You have to come and ask because those apples are gold.
And our family, people are hiding their apples.
Oh, yeah.
In the fridge, behind the slimy mushrooms so that nobody will look there to take their precious apple.
When we were at the fellowship, I brought an apple and I hid it up on top of the fridge.
I saw that apple.
I know, that's what I think about, but let's get to some points. Okay. Can I say something, though?
Yes. They say out of 100 foods that they chose to look at how antioxidant-rich foods are per portion, good old Red Delicious ranks 11 out of 100 foods.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh,
but listen,
man, that's
the pectin
awesome.
In apples, what they do, they cleanse our bodies. They are so slimming. Now, those of you with blood sugar issues and maybe you think, well, I can't do carbs. Guess what? You can do an apple, especially a green apple. I eat all sorts of apples because my blood sugar is great. But the fruit of an apple is extremely, extremely gentle to your blood sugar.
Yes.
And it can heal you of type 2 diabetes,
yes.
they say.
Oh, that's so great. The pectin is a viscous, soluble, fermentable fiber.
Yes.
And it's not just some quickly, absorbed sugar rush.
No.
The Bible says, it's the ancient ways, refresh me with apples.
Oh, refresh me with your apples.
I love, here's what I've been doing the latest, because once I got this whole, Pearl, what sort of fool have you been forgetting about apples? Yeah. I brought them back into my life big time. And this is a salad that I love to do. I know that we have the salad in the book.
Did you steal it, Pearl?
No, it's my, I know you're the apple queen, but this is my own little salad. So quick, right? I know we've got the cottage Waldorf salad in the books, and a lot of you made it with the cottage cheese, but this is just a different take, okay? So I just put down a whole bunch of chopped romaine. But I don't put any oil in it because you don't miss it because this is what an e-meal, right? So I just pour lots of apple cider vinegar, a little bit of salt and pepper, and I do a little bit of super sweet, a little bit of balsamic. So I just pour it all over, get the vinegar, I toss it in there, right? Then I chop myself a crisp apple. Push it on it.
Oh,
okay. Yes. Then I do a can of tuna.
Yep.
Oh,
this is my salad, Pearl.
And then
salad.
Now here's where it rocks. Yes. Okay, here's where it rocks. Like in the cottage Waldorf salad, I do put a small amount of nuts. This is your fat because you're not putting any oil
the
on
pecans,
there, right?
Have the
a
pecans, teaspoon. Right?
I just get a small amount and I chop them so finely. And like you're saying, you don't have time, but really I want to eat this salad quickly. So I no longer heat these and toast them. I put them on a plate, chop them finely. I put a little Bragg's and cayenne pep and I really coat them because you've only got a few for your fat. And
exactly.
So I toss them on that salad. Mm. It's beyond a joke good.
That's my favorite
salad.
I'm
going to do that tomorrow for lunch. People.
And I have our chocolate whey protein, half of it in some almond milk to round it off.
Yeah.
Hey, let's slow down.
That's my salad. I love that salad. Yes. Do you know I went to a wedding last night and that's what they had. And
really
I was like,
yummy.
Sometimes, a salad is just as Christmas Day. I just do a beautiful salad with apple. I mean, I love all those meats and lamb and stuff, but I bring those salads.
Yeah, Banjo salad always has apple on it.
Yes, yes. Always have apple. And Christmas Day, the apples shine in my salad. Yes, shine.
They do. They absolutely shine. Yeah. Hey, so we want to slow down in so many things, but don't slow down to taste that salad, to try it. Yeah.
No, you're
meaning,
right.
Meaning get on that thing.
Try it, get on that salad.
Right, because right.
I think, you know, if you don't like tuna, you could do some chicken on it. Or you don't even, I've had it where I don't put any meat protein on it at all. Yes. And then I'll have my protein in the drink.
Yes.
Right. So mm-hmm. you don't actually have to go put tuna or chicken on it.
Have a matching in with some collagen in it. Yeah. Or have a little almond Ooh. Milk chocolate whey.
Yeah, or something like that. But you know what? The apples, why do we forget about them?
Well, I haven't.
No, you haven't.
No,
and that's
hasn't.
Why we're
but
doing
I
it today. Last time we did cabbage in honor cabbage. Of you.
Before in my life. Yeah. And I've forgotten about apples before in my life. And then, Pearl, I've forgotten about carrots. And you brought that back into my life about six months ago.
Well, that's so good because it's the slowing down to the cabbage and the apple. And it's also about the cutting because you have to cut them. And for a salad, you have to cut them in quarters, take out the core. And then
I like mine really small because then you get lots of pops of sweetness.
Yeah, lots of pops of.
But
that
you know what?
Sweetness.
We're almost at an hour. We've got to go, mate. Next time, come
we
back.
Don't know how to stop because when we're all three together, we don't stop. We just keep going for days.
I love you. I love you.
Can I just tell you that she does?
Do.
I want to shout out to Vansh. She does love deeply, and that was why she connects with that verse. Yeah. When she says, I love you, she isn't just saying that. She actually does.
No, she actually feels
No, she
you.
Actually really
I
does.
Do. I'm always wondering about parents.
She
name,
loves people.
Why don't you love them like me because they're so
and
good?
And we do. But the fact is that Vansh is an extra
but I would love deeply. For you.
Yeah. But you know what? Hey, I'm sorry today if we talk over each other. We've done this our whole lives and we were good.
We were good.
Hey, listen, you can't change us now. You can't change us now, so no.
No, but we've tried to get a bit better. Hey, we're going to go. We're going to see you and we'll bring Vansh back, finish part two.
Yes. Mwah.